Okay, L'shem Yishuras is in part two. Let's continue. Yesterday we just really laid the groundwork of the sugya. So if you missed yesterday, just pay attention for the next 3 minutes and you'll get it. Not that, you know, you can get in 3 minutes, whatever you got in 57 minutes or whatever, but still. We essentially went through all the Gemaras that talk about L'shem Yishuras. And we went through the famous Ramban on the Pasuk of... Good. So what emerged from the Gemaras and from Tosfos' understanding is that in the Gemaras there seem to be three levels of the L'fnim Yishuras Hadin. It's possible that what the Ramban is describing is a fourth level of the L'fnim Yishuras Hadin. And the levels in order of those three levels of the L'fnim Yishuras Hadin, from meaning we said there's Din, right? There's what's the absolute requirement. The L'fnim Yishuras Hadin is a little extra, right? But is it a little extra or a lot extra or a whole lot extra? Sometimes you go the extra inch, sometimes you go the extra foot, sometimes you go the extra yard. So there are three levels of the L'fnim Yishuras Din. The one that's just the extra inch, that's just, it's mamish just past Din. And it's as close to being a chiyuv as it could possibly be, is when you have a person who is in a situation where any other person in that situation would be obligated to do something. But on some technicality, he's putter. So the L'fnim Yishuras Hadin is, pretend that you're not putter. Be like a regular person who would be obligated. Right, what was the example we had of that in the Gemara? Zaken v'enil fikvodah. Right, a person is not really technically obligated because of his stature to help lift up these heavy pieces of wood and be towing, help to put it on another person who's trying to schlep, because it's considered beneath the dignity of a chashev rosh yeshiva or whatever he is, a politician, I don't know, whatever he is, someone that's a widely respected person. But anybody else in that situation is obligated. So it's this close to a chiyuv. So do it. Yeah?
Does that mean someone who's like second day yontif, who's from Israel,
that's not really L'fnim Yishuras Hadin. That's not really, because L'fnim Yishuras Hadin implies like a moral, like a moral imperative. That's not an issue of morality, that's just an issue of that, meaning, like, you wouldn't say that that a Kohen volunteering, a Yisrael volunteering not to go into a cemetery, because Kohanim can't go into cemeteries, is L'fnim Yishuras Hadin, it's just stupid, right? Meaning, for Yisrael to do that, because... Right, that's just a matter of obligation. Second level of L'fnim Yishuras Hadin is no one is obligated. Not you, not anybody else would be obligated in this situation, but you have nothing to lose from doing it. Meaning it's not a situation where you're costing yourself anything. And what was the example of that? Right. Hashavas Aveda. You find a wallet in a situation where there are rogue gayim around, and therefore it's you have the right to assume that the bailum is miyaish, because it's Rav Gayim around. And even if the Bailam is screaming, I'm not Miyayish, I've been looking high and low for it, what do you say? No, that's just him, lamenting the bridge that fell down or whatever, some tragedy that befell him, but it's not really a sign that he wasn't Miyayish. He was Miyayish, we assume he's Miyayish. Good, so you don't really have to return it. Nobody really has to return it. But it's an Aveda, it's not yours. Like you didn't. It's not like you're hard-earned money or anything. You're not giving anything up. It's not yours. So that's the extra foot, right? Not the extra inch, the extra foot. You got to go a little bit further when it comes to that. And then we had a third situation of the L'fnim Yishuras Hadin, and that was where you're going to lose. And no one would have an obligation in this case. What was that case? In the Gemara? That was Pei Gimel, right? The workers, right? You hire these porters to help schlep your stuff. They break a barrel of wine. All you needed to do was move the barrel of wine from there to there. Now you have no barrel of wine. They broke it. So you say, guess what? I'm not giving you your coat back because you broke my barrel of wine. No, you got to give their coat back. Okay, but I'm not paying you for your work. No, got to pay for the work. Got to pay for the work. They broke my barrel of wine. The L'fnim Yishuras Hadin, that's something that an Adam Chashuv does. So those are the three levels that appear in the Gemara of the L'fnim Yishuras Hadin. And then we said, Vasisa Yoshev HaTov, the way the Ramban understands it, might be a fourth level of L'fnim Yishuras Hadin. Why? How did the Ramban understand Vasisa Yoshev HaTov? That it's a...
Right.
Meaning the Torah can't write every single thing that is a chiyuv, because there are thousands of situations that come up in the course of our daily lives, so the Torah can't cover every detail. So it's our job to figure out what the Torah would say if the Torah could say all of the details. But and just a general way to say that you're obligated to do all those things, is Vasisa Yashvato. That's the Ramban's understanding of the obligation of Vasisa Yashvato. So we began the discussion yesterday of the whether we are kofeh for the Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. The Rosh in Masechet Bamitzia and Siman Zayin writes, Ein kofen lasos Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. We can't force someone to do Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. The Rambam in Gezeilah V'Aveda, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, sounds this way as well. Right, what does the Rambam say? I think it's in the Marmakom. It's Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Yeah? What does the Rambam say? Haholich b'derech hatov yashav osl lefnei mishuras din machsiras avedu b'kol makom va'afal pi she'enu lefi kvodo. Oh no, that one is not really, that's not such an indicator. Write that, Rambam. But a few halachas earlier, in halacha zayin, the Rambam writes, harotzeh leilech b'derech hatov yashar va'osl lefnei mishuras din. I'm sorry. No, it's the same Rambam. It's two girsos in the Rambam. Right? One girs in the Rambam is HaHolech B'derech HaTov HaYashar. The other girs is HaRotze Leilich B'derech HaTov HaYashar. HaRotze Leilich B'derech HaTov HaYashar V'os Lefnei Mishuras Din Machzir HaAveda. Yeah. Oh, no. No one has a Rambam here, do you? I don't know if what I'm reading from is a... I think, someone look up, Halacha Zayin, if you have a chance, if you can look up Halacha Zayin. So I think it's talking about a different halacha, not about Zakin Venuf Kikvoda, but when a Jew comes and gives the simanim for it, even though it's in a place, like the Arnaki case, where you find the wallet in a place that's Rov Gayim. So I think over there the Ram writes, HaRotze Leilich B'derech HaTov V'Yashar V'Ozel V'Mishuzin Machzor Zaved V'Nisrael K'shit in a simaneha. What is harotza? What does that imply? You don't have to, right? If you want to, that it's voluntary. So the Rosh, the Rambam, seem to be in the camp of Lefnei Mishuras Din is nice, it's good, encouraged. We can't force you. The Mordechai learns from the Maisa of the porters, right? The case of the guy schlepping the barrels, that we force a person to do Lefnei Mishuras Din. Ima yicholas biyadolasos. He adds, what does it mean, force? Then why isn't it the din? Ima yicholas biyadolasos. What does that mean, ima yicholas biyadolasos? You're able to. What does it mean, able to? Everyone's able to.
It's not such a loss.
Yeah, meaning it's not a tremendous loss on your side. See, if it's a tremendous loss on your side, but it's the din, then you have to do it anyway. But if it's a tremendous loss on your side, it's only the finisher's din anyway, so then we wouldn't be kofeh. But if it's not a major loss for you, it's something that you're able to withstand, you're able to do it without changing your life too much, right? In that case, says the Mordechai, we would force you to do it. And that's what the Ra'avon and the Rav Yah paskin, dikaifina leilasos lefnei mishuras hadin. We force a person to go lefnei mishuras hadin. Mordechai goes on to say, had the lo kaifina hasam. Why is it that we did not kofa, we were not kofa in Bamatziah Chavdal and Beis? What does it mean, Bamatziah Chavdal and Beis? Which case is that? The Arnaki. We're not kofa. Which the Rambam said also only Arotze, right? And that Lechor would be the Raya for the Rambam, is that case, because the Gemara didn't say anything about being kofa, the guy. What's the Raya for the Mordechai that we are kofa? What? Which Gemara? Which Gemara is the case that we were kofa? The Pei Gimel one, right? The guy didn't want to pay. I wanted to keep his coat. I didn't want to pay these porters. They broke my wine barrel. I don't want to pay them. No, you have to. Kofa. You have to pay. And Chavdal and Beis, by the Arnaki, it's not, we weren't kofa anything. The guy was asking, what should I do? Okay, here's what you should do. So, yeah, but it wasn't, we're not kofa. We're telling you that's what you have to do, without a kfiyah. So the Mordechai says, you're right, on Chavdal and Beis there's no kofin, right? Meaning, you have to understand over here, there's this machlokes whether we're kofin or not. Each side has a gemara to back them up. The side that says that your kofin has a gemara on Pei Gimel, we're kofin. So how are those that say you're not kofin, how are they going to deal with Pei Gimel? We said yesterday, how are they going to deal with Pei Gimel? What happened to Pei Gimel? Yeah, when he told him, it's not the din, it's just the limishers, and he was telling him, I'm not going to force you. That's another way of saying that I'm not going to force you. Okay, good, but how's the Mordechai going to read our Gemara where we were not kofed on Chavdal and Beis by the case of the Arnaki? So Mordechai says, Beferish. He says, Hadalokefin Hassan, Lassus of limishers din, Efshar, Shahamotse Haya Oni, Ubalaveda Haya Oshi. Very important chil. Yeah, we're kofel on the three mishras din. Unless, what did we say before? Unless it's terribly hard. Ima yicholas biadolasos. What's an example of eina yicholas biadolasos? The guy found it as an ani, and you know, for him to find something of value is going to change his life. It's going to be so impactful on him. And the guy lost it as an ashir. He probably bought 10 more since then. So in such a case, we're not going to force you to go with the Mishra Sadin. So even those who hold that you're kofin to go with the Mishra Sadin will tell you not in all circumstances, that there are some circumstances that we're not going to be kofin. Namely, when it's an ani who found it and an ashir who lost it. Yeah.
I just want to get this straight. I'm taking home when we say that the din is with the Mishra Sadin, that means we thought that means kofin. But on
right.
Where we say chay lahatzir, that's just a suggestion.
Right, that's how the Mordechai understands. Yeah.
Right.
That's how the Mordechai understands it. La halacha, how do we paskin? Are we kofar or not? So Beis Yosef holds like the Rosh, so we're not kofar on the three Mishras Din, but the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Yud Beis, the ain based in yecholin lachuf lichanis lefnim mishuras hadin afal bishenir lem shumin aratui based in cannot be kofed to go lefnim mishuras hadin even though they think that it's the right thing to do. And then the Rama says v'yesh cholkin, but there are those that disagree. Okay, what's the rule? And the Rama says not a halacha, and then he says v'yesh cholkin. Who do we pass on it? First one normally, right? That you're not able to be kofed. However, in Tshuvas HaRama, in Siman Lamed Beis, he paskins that you are kofin. So that may tip the scales in the other direction a little bit. So Beis Yosef, not kofin, right? Like the Rosh. And why is that not at all surprising that the Beis Yosef would say that you're not kofin? How does Beis Yosef always paskin? The big three, right? The Rosh, Rambam, Rif. And we know what the Rosh says, and we had a pretty decent diuk in the Rambam, right? That you're not kofin. The Ramah quotes both Deos. In Shulchan Aruch, he indicates that he really agrees with the Beis Yosef. But in Tshuvas, Halacha L'maisa, he seems to indicate the other way, that we would be kofer. The Bach, V'chei Nagin V'chol Beis Din B'Yisrael Lachuf La'ashir B'dover Ra'ui V'nachon. If you could afford it, we force you. Right, so the Bach seems to assume that we are kofa. So what's the halacha? It's a machlokas, right? Three-way machlokas. Yes, no, maybe, right? And the Ramah is in the maybe camp. One way to resolve the machlokas might be to figure out what kofa means. We alluded to this yesterday, right? What does it mean to be kofa? There's a tshuva tzemach tzedek. Who wrote the tzemach tzedek? I've never heard of the Tzemach Tzedek. Ah, so there is the Tzemach Tzedek of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which I was hoping someone would say, right? But this is not the Tzemach Tzedek of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's a Tzemach Tzedek who's the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and then there's a Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmon. It's like from the late Rishonim or early Achronim, I don't know who it was, but I have that safer on my shelf. I don't think I have the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek on my shelf, but I do have... Maybe. I don't know. Tzemach Tzedek in a tshuva says be'echad sha'avim menu al haderech arniki. A guy lost a wallet. Uma'os betochom. B'makom sharov goyim mitzuyim. You know, sometimes a shaila comes up and it's like, ooh, which sugya do I look at to figure out how to answer the shaila? And sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, that's exactly the case that the Gemara had. Right? So the tshuva starts out, at least, that this is exactly the case of where? What? It's exactly the case of? Chavdalit. A guy finds a wallet, there's money in it, rov goyim, show you no simina yirid, harbe goyim, there was the yirid, what do they call the yirid in English? The market day, the fair, whatever, that everyone would go to, you know, like they have like these shows in Vegas, not like, you know, Rockettes or whatever. I don't know. But you know what I mean? If you work in this business, then everyone works in that business, goes to Vegas for a week, right? Conventions, yeah, that's what I was looking for, right? So they go to the Yerid, and the Goyim are going back and forth. They have dental conventions in Vegas?
Yeah.
Wow. The Gam Mitzas Yudim Yisrael. A Jew finds the wallet. There are some Jews. It wasn't the accountant's convention or the doctor. You know, it was a convention of, you know, I don't know. There were some Jews, but it wasn't overwhelmingly Jewish. V'noda Acher Kach Shemitzo Yisrael. Bazev V'tovo Shiachsel Avidoso V'nasin Simon. It turns out the guy who lost it was Jewish. He comes and he gives a simon. He says, I want it back. And he gives a simon on the wallet, a simon on the money, everything. So the other guy says, I found it in a place that's Rov Goyim. If it's Rov Goyim, I assume Yeyush, and I'm allowed to keep it. And the other guy says, no, when you found it, I wasn't Yeyush in it yet. You can ask anyone in the hotel. I was looking up and down, and I was getting other people to help me. You know, when you lose something, and you just ask, okay, let's if we split up the hotel amongst the five of us, we could find everything. I remember when my oldest son was a baby, we had a DRS Shabbaton in a hotel, and he got sick on the Shabbaton. And on Friday night, he vomited all over my jacket, and it was the only jacket I had. So the rest of Shabbos, I wore a white shirt and, you know, my suit pants, but no jacket. And Rav Schechter was a scholar in residence on the Shabbaton. This was like in the Friyat Dikadoris when high school kids could handle Rav Schechter on the Shabbaton. You know, they would sit and listen respectfully. So so he was the scholar in residence on the Shabbaton. He came over to me like Shabbos afternoon, right before Mincha, and he said, maybe if we divide up all the students and we assign them different parts of the hotel, someone could find your jacket. Like he assumed I lost it. So I said, no, Rebbe, my son actually got sick all over my jacket last night. So he said, oh, okay, have a lot of nachas. All right. that was the conversation. So that son's going to be in Rosh Chodesh in a couple of months. But time flies. So you have, where are we? Oh yeah, so this guy says, I was looking all over, I divided up all my Talmidim, they were looking all over the hotel, you know, I wasn't Miyayish on it yet. So what's the halacha? You know this halacha, this is Beferish in the Gemara, Mamish Be. You don't need Semech Tzedek HaKadmon, you don't need a Labav Jerevi with Ruach HaKodesh, you don't need anything to answer the Shaila. You need a Gemara Mamish Siyach Havdal and Beis. You know what it's going to say? La halacha. You're not obligated to return it. You should return it, right? Davar pashut. So Tzemach Tzedek says, if you found it before the guy even realized that he lost it, then you do have to return it. Why? Right. He was not miyayish yet. Yesh lamidas laviyesh. If you found it after he realized that he lost it, but he claims he wasn't miyayish, you don't have to return it. Why? Yeah, he's being tzavach on whatever, Allah beso shenafal, that his house caved in or whatever, and having bad luck. But it's not really, it wasn't really a failure to be miyayish. He was miyayish. Then he says, if the guy who found it is not poor, then he must return it. Why does he say not poor? Who's he assuming like? Like the Mordechai, that if you are poor, then you don't go lifnei mishuras hadin. But if you're not poor, then you go lifnei mishuras hadin. V'yavagav da rush, even though the rush says that we're not kofa on lifnei mishuras hadin, dein kofa on lifnei mishuras hadin, he says, nirali, kasav kein, I'm sorry, he says, ein kofin bishotin. It means that we're not going to force by beating the guy. Aval ba'radas nechasim, molded to katinim. Wow. Even the Rosh who says that you're not kofa, says it's not tzedek, he doesn't mean that you're not kofa in any way. It means that you're not kofa physically. You're not going to beat him until he does it. But you will confiscate his property. Meaning you'll be kofa in that way. What's his deal? How does he know? What does the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? What was the lashon of the Gemara? Chayiv lahachzir. Chayiv lahachzir doesn't sound like it's you're volunteering. Chayiv lahachzir sounds like you have to do. So we are kofa in some sense because it says chayiv lahachzir. At the case of Rabbi Bechanan, Hanu Shakuloi Chavisa Dechamra, the guys who schlepped the barrels of wine, Havle Glumayu, give them their coats back. Dina hachi in the Mantelech B'derech Tovim. Yeah, give them their money. Dina hachi. Now, from the fact that he says dina hachi, the Tzemach Tzedek's Medayik, similar to the Mordechai, that Lifnim Yishur Sadin is din. And we are kofa, just not by beating him. And then he says, I'll allow for the possibility that we'll be kofa, even not by taking away his money, but at least kfir b'dvar. It could be a radas nechasim, no, but at least a strong kfir dvarim, like a shamta. What's a shamta? Put him in chayim. Put him in chayim until he conforms. Right? We'll use the authority of the Beis Din without actually forcing you to do anything. Then he quotes the Mordechai, where the Mordechai says, Kol sha motzi enuani afagav delav ashiru tzarech lahachzir. He says, I'm a daik from the Mordechai, that even if you're not rich either, you're not poor, but you're not rich, you have to go with Lifnei Yishur HaZin. Why? Because the Mordechai had said, Gam anan kafinin lei lemev Lifnei Yishur HaZin, im ha'yicholas v'yado lasos. Now, what would he say? If it's only an usher that asks Lifnei Yishur HaZin, what would the Mordechai say? Imu usher. But he doesn't say imu usher. He says, im ha'yicholas v'yado lasos. Meaning, you know, like sometimes someone mentions a shidduch for you, right? So, oh, what do you know about the family? Nice people. Okay, good. That's what's really important. That's all I care about. Oh, but you know, I'm just curious. They have money. So, you don't really care so much. But sometimes they'll ask such a question. So they'll say they're comfortable. So what does that mean? So it's about, you have to know the language that the Shadchan is talking. Some Shadchan say, I'm very uncomfortable saying the word rich. So I say comfortable because that's more comfortable for me to say than to say the word. Other times it means they're not on food stamps. They're not they're not collecting tzedakah. They have what to eat. They're okay, comfortable. Not an ani, right? You wouldn't be allowed to give your mice some money to them. So that's a normal person. They're regular. So that's what the Mordechai would say. Such a person has to go to Lifnei Yishur HaZadin. Does it matter what the Balaveda is? So the guy who lost, it's also an ani. You tell me, I'm an ani, I don't have to go to Lifnei Yishur HaZadin. What if the Baal HaVeda is also an ani? No, so what would you say? Baal HaVeda is also an ani? So the Mordechai was explicit. He was explicit. He said, Shamotzi haya ani, Baal HaVeda haya ashir. That the only time we're not going to ask you to go to Lifnei Yishur HaZadin is if you're an ani and the other guy's an ashir. That's what we were talking about in the case, remember, on whatever, on Monday. That case with the $50,000 or whatever. He was an ani, the relative was an ashir. Right? Okay. Now, what's the lumdus over here in the Lifnei Yishur HaZadin? What's the chakira? Right? If you had to take one chakira and sort of run it through the sugya. So there are a few write-ups in Achronim about the sugya. Rav Asher Weiss has him in Chasasher. As we mentioned the other day, but the best write-up on the sugya that I saw, I thought, was in the Tshuvas Binyan Av. Who's the Tshuvas Binyan Av? Okay, I'm expecting you to know. It's Rav Bakshi Doron. Who's Rav Bakshi Doron? Former Sephardic Chief Rabbi of Israel. Right? Eliyahu Bakshi Doron. He's a former Sephardic Chief Rabbi. Most of the Tshuvas in the Tshuvas Binyan Av, it's a 4-volume set, beautiful Tshuvas, very easy to read. You know, the Sephardic style of writing Tshuvas is just, it's like so much easier. it's like less complicated. Everything's just like laid out. What?
A lot of
keys. Yeah, a lot of the keys, and just like organized. So Rabbi Bakshi Doron has, most of his tshuvas are shailas and tshuvas. People ask shailas and he wrote tshuvas. He has one that's called, it's Kuntrus Tamim Tiyeh Mashem Alekecha, where it wasn't a shaila. He was just getting annoyed at all of the segula culture that he noticed in Klal Yisrael. So he wrote a Tam Tiyeh Mashem Alekech about, you know, not to go have your ksuba read by some mekubal who's going to tell you that the names don't jive and therefore your wife has to change her name or something. Like, we don't do any of this, don't pay people to look at these things. Like, he's very strong about it. And he actually has a letter there to Rav Vosner that he wrote to Rav Vosner, saying that one of these guys was going around with a letter of Haskama from Rav Vosner. So Rav Bakshi wrote to Rav Vosner, how do you approve this? How could you allow this? And Rav Vosner wrote back to him, I wrote a letter to the guy before I knew that he was doing this kind of stuff. I certainly don't think it's healthy. I've told him many times to stop and to stop showing my letter, because it was before I knew what he was actually doing. He was charging money to people, whatever. So I told him to stop. But Kanira, Rav Azan writes, it seems to me, he's one of those types of guys, Delot Saisi. He's one of those types of guys that don't listen to whatever you tell them. He has his own mind, he does whatever he wants anyway. So nothing I do is going to change his mind anyway. Wow, so it's a nice. So he has another nice tshuva in Chelik Aleph and Simon Samaches about Lefnei Mishuras Din. So he goes through the whole issue of whether we're kofa, we're not kofa, and he says, Yesh lachkor. Here's the chakira. What exactly is the chiv of going with Lefnei Mishuras Din? Is it A, and here's the tut stadim, chiv klali b'hanhagas ha'adam, that it's a general chiv in how a person carries himself? Shaf pi shapatr min adin, Mitzuvu hu mitzad hayosher v'atov linog ba'ayin tov ulevato l'zulasa. That he should be a good guy, be generous, act in a way that does nice to other people. That's one possibility. What? Well, let's see. We'll have to see how we define this. Oh, shechiv hu bekol mitzvah lishtadel l'kayim v'lo rak l'fi adin elegam l'fnim mishuras adin. Vahavi kamao hidur mitzvah. Ooh. What's he saying? What's the chakir? Put it in non-Sfadi terms. Put it in Lamdish terms. Is it a mitzvah klali or a mitzvah prati? Is this a general din of asisa yoshmatov, be a good guy? Or is it you want to do the mitzvah of Hashem Saveda the best way with ala hidurim? Do our Shabbos Aved l'fnei Mishuras Din. You want to do the mitzvah of Priko Te'ina with the most beautiful way imaginable? Do l'fnei Mishuras Din. It's a detail within each mitzvah, very similar to the Chakira Klali Prati that we have by l'fnei Iver. When I get you to do an Aveira, I cause you to do an Aveira. What did I violate? Did I violate the general list called the Aveira, or did I violate a detail, meaning that particular Aveira that I have a shut was in that particular Aveira? This is the chakira that Rav Bakshi Doron suggests when it comes to Lefnei Mishuras Din. It happens to be the idea of associating it with Hidur Mitzvah. I saw in other Achronim as well. Can't find right now, but other Achronim also make this association of Hidur Mitzvah, which is a fascinating way to say it, that it's an Indian of Hidur Mitzvah. So, says Rav Bakshi Doron, V'nafkemina, benidol didan, adam shemachzi avedel lefnei mishuras hadin, kishein basim v'abayil misyashu, him patru mitzvah sashev tashivim. Meaning, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? You found a wallet, and it was rov gun. Halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. When you give it back, what did you fulfill? Did you fulfill Hashem Saveda, or did you fulfill the Lefnei Mishuras Din? Okay, meaning maybe there's two dinim of Lefnei Mishuras Din. Okay. And he says, this is Machlokas Mechaber in the Ramah. The Ramah writes that the mitzvah of Hashem, according to the Ramah, he doesn't write, but the way Rav Bakshi Doron understands, the mitzvah of Hashem Toshivim is Mechayev only the din. in a situation that min adin there's no chiyuv of shavas aveda, then you go lifnim yishuras adin because you're a good guy, but not because you're trying to fulfill a shev tashiv. It's not an enhanced version of the mitzvah of shavas aveda. It's a separate mitzvah of asisa yashvatov, being a good guy. And therefore, if the guy who finds it is an ani and the guy who lost it is an ashir, you have no chiyuv of gemilas chasadim with him. You hear the nafkamina? If you say lifnei mishuras hadin, is it din in hashavas aveda? Makes it a better mitzvah of hashavas aveda. The mitzvah of hashavas aveda is the same for a poor person as it is for a rich person. The mitzvah of hashavas aveda is the same whether you're giving it to a poor person or to a rich person. So if you want to be mekayim hashavas aveda with all the hidurim, it shouldn't matter if you're poor or rich. But if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, what is it? Be a good guy. Be a decent person. Be a generous person. Yeah, you know, DRS is running this 36-hour campaign to try to raise $4 million in a day, right? So, yeah, really $1 million. They have pre-committed $3 million. So really $1 million in a day. Right, so yesterday I went on and I gave $360. And it said on the thing, 1440, because they pretend like you quadruple, right? $360. But, you know, there's a guy I know who yesterday was just on a phone call. He called him up, would you like to give? Yeah, I'll give $10,000. Just like that. Is it because he's more generous than I am? Yeah, possible. V'od yesh lomar. He has more to give. He has more to give than I do. Meaning, when it's a matter of generosity, of giving spirit, of whatever, that really depends on who you are. That will make a difference if you're an ani, you're an usher, you're somewhere in between. You understand that that would chappen afkamina. So as Rav Akshi Doron says, that's the machlokas mechaber and the Ramah as far as ani and ashi. That if it's a din in Hashavas Aveda, then the ani has the same chiyuv as the ashir. But if it's a din, vasisa yashavatov, just being a good guy, just being generous, you can't be mechayiv an ani to be gomel chesed and worry about the hefsid for the ashir, which is a minimal hefsid. But the mechaber holds that achzaras aveda from mishur's din is a mitzvah v'shev tashive. And that's why he's mechalik between an ani and an ashir. And just like an ani is mechayim, is chayiv to be mechayim the mitzvah behidur, he should be mekayim the mitzvah through mishur's din, right? If an ani has the ability to do a mitzvah through mishur's din, so that's it. Says Rav Akshi Doron, and that's also the machlokas whether you could be kofa and mitzvah through mishur's din. Why? According to the Mordechai, who distinguishes between an ani and an ashir, the yisod of the mitzvah. What do we say? The yisod of the mitzvah is if you distinguish between an ani and an ashir. And you say the nani doesn't have to do it, it's all about? Yeah, being a good guy, being generous. Act with chesed toward the other guy. That we could force you, just like we are kofin al midas sedom. What's kofin al midas sedom? Don't be a jerk. And we could force you. And that's a well-grounded concept, kofin al midas sedom. So this is an example of kofin al midas sedom. So you could be kofin the ashir. You can't be called for everybody, right? Only for someone who makes sense. The Ashir, the Balei Yecholas. Whereas according to the Mechaber, it holds like the Rosh and Rabbi Yeruchim, that the Yisod of the Din of Lefnei Mishur's Din is that it's an enhanced Kiyum of Hashev Teshivim. So then you can't be called for Lefnei Mishur's Din. So, because that's the whole difference between the Shura Sadin and the Lefnei Mishur's Din. Right? I mean, it's all part of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And the definition of din is what we could be kofa on. And Lefnei Mishur's din is a hidr mitzvah. It's a hidr mitzvah. We're not kofa on a hidr. Oh, if it's a hidr mitzvah, would you say, what does the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tes say? A hidr mitzvah? How much do you have to spend on a hidr? Achshlush b'mitzvah. Right, would you say that that's enough kamina? So I don't think you would say that's enough kamina because that's taking it a little too literally. I think he's using hidr mitzvah as a as a model of expressing the idea, but not as like a literal equation that this mamash is hidur mitzvah. Why not? Well, how do we do hidur mitzvah? What is hidur mitzvah? How does one ever accomplish hidur mitzvah in general? You have a more beautiful chavtsa shel mitzvah. And I mean, there's no real chavtsa shel mitzvah. Right? Hidur mitzvah typically only applies to mitzvahs bin adam l'makom, in a typical sense. Right? You don't really have hidur mitzvah so much by bin adam l'chaveru. It's just after the recha kamocha, so you do things well for bin adam l'chaveru. But it's not hidur mitzvah. There is a comment of Rashi and Rashbam in 10th paragraph Pesachim that maybe eating matzah while you're hungry is a hidur mitzvah, even though it's not a din in the cheftish, and the matzah is the same, but you come at it with more gusto, you know, so that's a hidur mitzvah, the way that you do it. Okay, maybe. Says Rav Bakshi Doron, next step. The Fizei says, I can understand Machlok Shulchan Aruch and Ramah about Zokin Veinu Lefi Kavoda. Well, what happens there? In Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch quotes a din. What's halacha by Zaken Veinu Lefi Kvodo? Chashver Shiva finds a pair of underwear on the street. He's not chayv in Shavas Aveda, based on the pasuk. Anyone know the pasuk? Visalamta. Right, so that we dash in the pasuk. Pa'amim sha'ata misalei. And even though the in context, the pasuk is saying, do not say, I'm going to look at this Aveda and be misalei from it. But we take the word out of context and we say, Visalamta. Sometimes just hide, pretend you didn't see it. Just keep walking. Pretend it wasn't there. Who's that? Zakin Venel Vikvado. And says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Kibbul, Ha holich b'derech ha-tova yashar, v'osu lefnim mishur sadin, machzir sa-veda mikol makom, v'afu b'she'ena lefikvado. Should do that Hashem sa-veda even when it's ena lefikvado, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, V'yesh cholkim, get this, v'osrim l'hachzir aveda, hol ve'ena l'fi kvodo. What does Ramah say? You're not allowed to do Hashavas Aveda. The Rosh Shiva can't say, I know it's not respectful for me to walk around with a pair of underwear to return, but I want to be a big tzaddik. So they're going to write in my biography that I used to walk around with a pair of underwear to return to somebody. No, you're not allowed to do that. It's undignified. So how are you going to do Lefnim Yishur HaSadin? No, what did we see in the sugya about the Zakin Veinu Lefi Kvodo? We had a sugya that loved it. What did he do?
He bought it.
Paid out of pocket. You want to go Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, find out the market value of that underwear and pay the guy. That could be your Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, says Rama. Harotsu, the goddess of Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, Yishali Mikiso. Same machlokas in Simon Reish Beis Ayin, which is really Reish Ayin Beis, but they don't like to use that as a simon. Why not?
Ra'av.
Ra'av, right? Famine. Okay. And the din, it's like not having 13th floor in the building, right? So the din of Azov Tazovimo. Zaken, that's, you know, what's the din of Azov Tazovimo? Prikotina, helping someone load up, right? Zaken, it's not his derech, it's not Lefi Kvoda, it's Pater. But if he wants to do it, Femishur's din, Afilu Hayanasi, Agadol, he's the president, and he sees Behemas Chaver Rovetzes Tachas Masa Shalteven, and the animals caving under the burden, Porik Vitoy Nima. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should do it. You can help out the Femishur's din. Same thing, comes the Ramah. What's the Ramah going to say? Yesh Cholkin. Can't do it. Can't help out. So the Sheet of the Ramah is like the Rash. What did the Rush say in Bab Metzia? Rush writes in Simcha Aleph, Yirat Eli, Shekivan Shepatra HaTorah Azakin She'in Lo Lezalzel B'Kvodo Osruhu Shemezalzel B'Kavod HaTorah B'Makom She'in Chiyuv. He can't be mezalzel on the Kavod HaTorah when there's no Chiyuv to do so. U'mishem Savik Mam L'Chaveru She'inu Chayiv Bo Lo Yizalzel B'Is. Because you are not chayiv in the other guy's money, but you're worried about it anyway, you can't be mezalzel in kavod haTorah. You want to do the Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, pay out of pocket. And that's the story in the Gemara where the guy actually did pay out of pocket. Who was it? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, I think. So Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that a chassid, Rambam, Gezel V'Aveda, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, that you machzav avedim b'kol makom from your shuris din, right? Even if zaken leim fi kvodo. What about the fact that it's a zilzul in the Kavanah Torah? So says the Rambam. Rambam deals with it. Lo mikri mizalzul b'kavanah Torah b'shvil kach. Ad Rabba, who kvod shemayim? What does Rambam hold? It is kvod shemayim. Why is that kvod shemayim? Yeah, people are seeing that you're willing to go beneath your dignity. That is the kvod shemayim. You know, I remember when Ron Lichtenstein passed away, people were telling stories how they went lobbying in Washington once, and he was on a trip, and they got back like at 1 in the morning, and everyone was going home, and they were looking around, where's Ravaran, until someone went on the bus, and they saw him in the back of the bus picking up the garbage from under the seats. Is that a zilzul in Ravaran Lichtenstein to say that he was sitting on his hands and knees picking up the garbage in the back of the bus? Now that he's dead, we could be mezalzel in it. No, why were they saying that? It's the greatest covenant in the world to say such a thing. Now look what he's willing to do for other people. Says, no, that's not a zilzul. You know, it's like you have a little dirt on your jacket on Shabbos. And someone says, oh, for covered Shabbos, wipe that off. And you say, no, this is covered Shabbos. Right? That I'm not wiping it off. So the Rush takes it like in a very literal sense. It's a zilzul, so don't do it. It's not right. Whereas Rambam says, no, that is the covenant. Now, what about an actual mitzvah? If it was a real mitzvah, not a from Yishur Sadin, would the Rush say you could be mezalzel in your kavod to do a real mitzvah? Yeah, I mean there is no, you know, there's no heter of, you know, beneath my dignity for doing mitzvahs. I'm going to walk around with a long branch and a lemon. It's so weird. My hands will get like all smelly. Passage. There's no such thing. I'm going to be Menachem of that person. He's not a Rosh Yeshiva. He's not rich. You know, I mean, Menachem of such a person. I'll go out of my way. No, there's no such thing by a real mitzvah. Adrab zehush kvodo, and the Rosh would agree to that. Says Rabakshi Doron. This machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam over here, between the Mechaber and the Rambam over here, is a machlokas about what Lefnei Mishur Sedin is. According to the Rosh, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is only within Shura Sedin. And Tazov Azovimo and Zakin Venu Fikvodo Zaina Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda Prikatina. And if a person is a chassid, what's he doing? He's being Mekayim Mitzvah Kamilas Chassadim Lefnei Mishur Sedin. He's being Doig Lamamel Chavero and the Tsar of someone else. So that's where the Rosh says that a zakein has to protect his own kavod. He shouldn't be mezalzel in his own kavod because of the da'aga l'mamun chaveiro, because he's trying to be a supermensch. And he doesn't have the right to be gomel chesed al cheshbon the kavod haTorah, as a general gemilas chesed. But the svar of the Rambam is that l'fnei mishur hadin is not a general gemilas chesedim inyan. Of Asisa Vayashvatov, what is it? It's a halacha in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And the zakein, when he does it, is fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So, there's no shaila being mezalzel in his kavod, because he's being mekayim that mitzvah. Meaning, very similar to the idea of the Ani and the Ashi. Gemilas Chesed, by definition, comes with the cheshbon. That's how Gemilas Chesed works. Being a mensch comes with a cheshbon of, okay, how menschlich am I supposed to be? I'm not supposed to respond to the DRS building campaign and say $10,000. Because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not in that league. So it's not part of my chiyuv of gemilas chesed. So if a person has kavanah Torah to protect, then the gemilas chesed shouldn't come on account of the kavanah Torah. But when it's all a din within Hashavas Aveda, that's the nature of it, that it's all within the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So then you understand that even as Zaken Ve'en Ufi Kvoda, that becomes Kvoda. That becomes Kvoda. He then goes on to explain that this is really the Chilik of Tosfos. He uses this to explain the Chilik of Tosfos. What's the Chilik of Tosfos? We had in Chavdal and Beis. Where Tosfos, Chavdal and Beis, raises the question, why in the Maaseh of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi was he mechayiv himself in the mitzvah of ti'ina l'fnei mishuras hadin? The Gemara mentions a pasuk asher yasun zu l'fnei mishuras hadin, and by the Ashavas Aveda, by the Arniki, the Gemara just says l'fnei mishuras hadin u'david and doesn't mention any pasuk. So what it tells us to answer? What's the difference between the two? So we've said this a few times, right? Tos said the pasuk of asher tasun is in a situation where other people would be chayiv, but you happen to be zaken hadin l'fnei kvodim in the l'fnei mishuras hadin. Over here, no one would be chayiv. So why do I care if other people would be chayiv and you're not, or other people wouldn't be chayiv? If the pasuk is mechayiv, the three mishnas did. You got to do the three mishnas did. So says Rav Bakshi Daron, v'nir disfili l'tosos shachiv hanibul min hakasav es masa zeh adin asher yaslan three mishnas did. Nemar sheyesh chiyuv la'asos hamitzvah atzma l'three mishnas did. The pasuk is coming to be mechayiv you to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. Not a general mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. Remember we asked yesterday that if Ramban says V'asisa Yashav HaTov is L'fnei Mishuras Hadin anyway, why does the Gemara quote other pasukim? We have a pasuk in the Torah, a perfectly good pasuk, that the Rishonim jump all over and say it's L'fnei Mishuras Hadin. Why are you bothering with other pasukim? Says Rav Akshi Daron, Tzvei dinim in L'fnei Mishuras Hadin. There's a he wouldn't say Tzvei, but there's two dinim L'fnei Mishuras Hadin. There's the din of doing this mitzvah in its best way. And then there's Vasisa Yashvata. So when the patur is personal, but this very mitzvah, would require it just of other people, not of me. But it would require it of other people. So what does that tell you? It tells you that it's part of doing this is part of this mitzvah. And that's why I should be machmir to do it. But if nobody would be chayiv to do it in this situation, then what's that megala to you? That your whole l'fnei mishuras hadin is what? It's not in this mitzvah because it doesn't apply at all to this mitzvah. No one's chayiv. Your whole l'fnei mishuras hadin must be about hayashavat tov. Be a bal chesed. Be a kind person. And that's why we don't quote the pasuk. That's just about the general pasuk of Hayashvatov. Wow, so it turns out, according to Tosos, we've been saying like two separate shitas. Mechaber Rabban, Rambam Rosh. Right? Is L'fnei Mishuras Hadin a din in Hidur of this mitzvah, or is L'fnei Mishuras Hadin a general rule? And Tzvi Kohn said before, I like them both. Both of those ideas sound nice to me. So comes along Rav Akshi Daron and says, and that's Tosfos. That's what Tosfos is saying. That these are two Gemaras saying, I like them both. It depends on the context. When other people would be chayiv, you just have a personal patur, you see that within this mitzvah, there's a better way to do it. There's a greater key. When nobody would be chayiv, then even within this mitzvah, l'chora, there's no key. That's essentially Rav Bakshi Daron's piece. Now, we should mention, we'll close the sugi with this. The Chafetz Chaim in Shmir Salashon writes as follows: V'imidasol l'snaigim im anashim shalol levatelam klumi shalol v'lo l'rachim aleim. You're that guy that's never mevatel for other people. You never ever chmanas on other people. Who magvir bezel l'malas midas hadin al ha'olam v'gam la'atzma. You're causing the Midas Hadin to come on the entire world, including yourself. The way you behave toward others, that's how Hashem behaves toward us. And that's what the Gemara means in Bamatzia Lo Charva Yerushalayim El Shamidu Devrayim Al Din Torah. That Yerushalayim was destroyed because Amidu Devrayim al Din Torah. You know, the whole sugi of Kofa and not Kofa, you know one of the big riots that you are Kofa is? That the Gemara says Yerushalayim was destroyed for it. If you can't even force me to do it because it's not really a requirement, why is Yerushalayim destroyed for it? Sounds like it's a really big deal. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, it could be that we're not Kofa. And why is Yerushalayim destroyed? Dilchora, halo hayilahem, kama avonos, kama avonos, first because they did much worse things than following Din. Yerushalayim was not destroyed because of the Avera of not going to Mishra Sidin. It was destroyed for all the other Averas that we would do. But Hashem would have gone lefnei mishur sedin with us if there were areas where we went lefnei mishur sedin with other people. When you go lefnei mishur sedin with other people, that's how Hashem will act toward you. And even if we had all those other averos, Hashem would have been mevater in a certain sense, and we wouldn't have had Churban Yerushalayim. That's the inyan of lefnei mishur sedin, or to put it the way the Ramban puts it, two sides of a coin. Kedoshim Tiyu is in Ben Adam L'Makom, Asisa Yashavatov is in Ben Adam L'Chaverah.